Kieran Thompson, an emphatic one today in the championship. That was some performance.
Aye, listen, it was unbelievable there. I suppose the summer's day, championship battle there. Just come in. We came in really confident, you know, and we came in and we knew we had a great season behind us. Won in Division 2. We were in a good place, and thankfully it all came to the fore there today.
Mark McHugh said it in his pre-match thing that Donegal have really, really good footballers, but those really good footballers were showing serious belief there today.
Yeah, listen, Donegal always had brilliant, brilliant footballers, and we just had a great belief there today. We knew the panel we have. Boys coming off the bench there, unbelievable. With strength and depth, really, this year is unbelievable. And a few boys' injuries, hopefully we get them back as well. But no, it was just brilliant. Every man worked for each other and trusted each other.
Complete underdogs today, but that sort of just down to the ground. There were so many questions being asked coming into this game, and Donegal answered every one of them 100% today, so did it.
Aye, listen, huge underdogs, and probably rightly so. Listen, Derry are one of the best teams in the country, and that's a fact. So we knew it was going to be an unbelievable battle. We knew it was going to be tough, and we got a few goals there on the run, and that's what we kind of planned for, and thankfully it worked out.
Yeah, and listen, it's all about taking your chance, but you just worked hard to get the turnovers, I suppose, to create those chances. And you mentioned them goals, particularly Dara's two chips in the first half. That was sort of the platform for it, wasn't it? They were cheeky, so they were.
No, definitely. Listen, worked hard in defence, got the turnovers, and then when you have Sean Patton and goals, one of the best keepers in the country, like, you always have that option over the top too. So it was just brilliant.
Yeah, and listen, there's a quick turnaround here now. You have to get the bodies rested, but you have to work towards a semi-final meeting with either Cavan or Tyrone now. But listen, the championship journey is going to continue. That's the main thing.
Yeah, listen, it's about 100% getting the bodies right now over the next few days and just recovering as best we can, and then we'll probably lock down and on Cavan or Tyrone on Monday.